Whatever Rabbi said, lessons from the late Parshas Kitetze. Kitetze, of course, all these Parshas we spoke about last week, that all the Parshas speak about some sort of inyun that's related to Elul. So, obviously, on a homiletic level, but many of the Chassidus Shesvarim from the Kedushas Levi on to the Ishbitzer, all seem to love to comment. So last week, Shoftim Mishotrim, we said you have to set Shoitrim, judges, to judge everyone favorably. You have to set Shoftim Mishotrim Shosharecha with your ears and your eyes and your nose so that you know that everything that you're doing is Bikdusha. And very famously, the Mefarshim speak about Kitetzei L'Melchama, a Parsha, Al Oivecha, the enemies. So, of course, many of the commentaries speak about Meshachemetz Rishos, Meshachemetz Eretz Yisrael, but equally, a lot speak about the idea of the Yetzirah. Here, a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, that Kitzeitzei L'Melchama is the war we have in our life with the Yetzirah, with the evil inclination, and is the most difficult enemy that we have. And we fight it with, hopefully, incredible zest and hope that we can defeat it. But the Mefarshim tell us it's a never-ending battle. It's not something that stops and that's it. It's gone. Lahavdil, but maybe not so much lahavdil. When somebody has an addiction, so they say that the addiction never goes away. They never tell somebody who has an alcohol problem, don't worry, in like 5-10 years, you'll be good. Right? You can start drinking again. No. It's there for the rest of his life. So too over here. The Rav of Nasud, Hungary, Rav Avram Yishol Freund, says that, and I think this is just a gorgeous idea, that the word teitze, tough tzadik aleph, tzadik aleph, spells out titzaer tsuras avicha. That when we're talking about fighting the yetzer hara, says Rav Freund, take the word teitze to go out and see the image, the depiction of your father. When I think about this, of course, I'm assuming, speaking about the famous midrash that we're told about Yaakov Avinu, that when Yosef HaTzadik is about to sin with Eishes Potiphar, he sees in the window Dimuk Yonos of his father. Tzuk Yonos Shel Aviv. He sees his father's image and he says, what am I doing? How can I do anything? That's this idea over here. Teitzei, you want to fight the Melchama, remember your father, remember the image of your father. The Torah offers a solution. That when the Yetzer is fighting us, think about your father. I often tell Talmidim, when you're about to sin, remind yourself, so you know, pretend you're in a public space. You're on your phone, you're on your laptop, and you're about to watch something or see something that's not appropriate. Imagine if your father was in the room, your Rebbe was in the room. Would you do the same thing? And of course, the answer usually is, I hope, no. So, regrettably, says Rav Freund, that at times, some of us don't have a positive image. This is not for you, but this is more for me, right? We have to realize that as parents, we have to have the positive image to show our children that they want to look at this father, or they look at their father figure and they say, yeah, he's also doing stuff like this. No, they're supposed to look at that. It's supposed to reinforce that. The concept of this Yetzer Hara, of fighting it, so I also think about another parish that I saw, I don't remember who said it, that it actually wasn't Yosef seeing his father's image. Well, it was, but it wasn't. Yosef looked exactly alike. Looked exactly like his father. That's why he was the apple of his eye. And he recognized, he said, wait, that's me in a number of years. I want to continue to look like that. What am I doing? I'm not going to be like my father. I'm not going to live up to what my father wants me to be. Kal v'chomer, living up to Avicha Shabashamayim. That we won't live up to Avicham Shabashamayim. That's the serious difficulty here. So this milchama that we fight is an interesting one. Because the pasuk continues, and the pasuk tells us something shocking, right? So the guy goes out to war. Now understand who these people are. Okay, we seem to forget. You know, the real Tzva Haganah Yisrael is supposed to be the Yirah Shemayim, because remember the announcement. You know, anybody building a new house, you're too Torah. Anybody who has the fruit, you get it. And then they say, anybody who's sach ben tefila l'tefila, anybody who talks between tefila and shal rosh, these are the holiest of holiest people. So now you're telling me a story that in this Melchemes Rishus, the soldiers has a heter to go out and to marry a non-Jew. And yes, there's a whole process that he has to do. How could it be? How can it be? So Rav Shlomo Margulis says that we learn a very important lesson from this. We generally assume, he says, that man has before him two paths in life. Mutter v'asr. Mutter v'asr. And there's no middle path, right? You have an Indian that happens, I don't know, let's say in the Koilo, where you don't know if food is mutter or asr. So just say mutter or asr. There's no middle path. There's no path of saying, well, really, we can find a sniff l'hakel, but it's good to be a pious Jew. There's not only right and wrong. Rav Margulis says that we learn from Yifas Torah that even a soldier of the highest caliber has human frailty, has this ketetzei l'melchama, this fight against the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, the Torah gives a very, very special dispensation to him. But, the Torah permits him to marry the Yifas Torah. But what will happen? So follow the Pesukim. Bein Tzor Amora. Echasahua v'achasasnua. This is all related to the same Pasuk of Kitetze l'milchama. You find this woman. And now, what's the product of a marriage like that where it was all about Yetzer Hara? It's going to be a Bein Tzor Amora. All of which didn't happen. And then what's going to happen? You're not really going to like this woman anymore. You're going to marry somebody else. And then you're going to have one you like, one you don't like. But you have this child, but now this child is... It's crazy. So, the Torah is telling us that, yes, there are times where we have a heter, but that's not the way we should live our life all the time. The Alter Mevarduk explains that while this person started out to be a tremendous tzaddik, pious, God-fearing, that's the only way he could serve in the army, he may remain committed only when nothing challenges him. This is what I like to call the Shana Aleph syndrome, is I'm Shomer Negiyah on paper. I'm sitting in yeshiva now, my Rebbe says to me, I want to be Shomer Negiyah, and I said, I'm doing it, until he comes home, and then he's finally challenged. Or his ex-girlfriend, or maybe his girlfriend says, no. So that's not truly a real tzaddik. The Yetzer Hara gets him under, even if it's an extreme condition. Anybody can be perfect on Yom Kippur. We know famously there's a Zohar's famous line that Purim is on a higher level than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim. Why? Because Purim is where you really see the person. It's the most physical day that we have. We have a mitzvah to drink. We have a mitzvah to eat. Things that normally are very gashmis oriented, because then we see the real person. Anybody can, as we are in Chodesh Elul, of course, anybody can do tshuva a little bit here and there. But when he's really challenged, that's what we're doing tshuva for during the Chodesh Elul. One has to recognize, galvanize, a conviction that even when the going gets tough, even when I'm challenged, even when maybe I'm in a situation where there are many people around me who don't dress appropriately, I'm going to withstand that. And therefore the halacha, interestingly enough, places all these different things together with each other. The Torah places it together because it reminds us that in halacha, mitzvah skoros, mitzvah v'aveira goros aveira, that even if you think that this is halachically okay to do, there will be no harmony in the home. He's going to want to divorce Yifas Torah. It's going to lead to a snua, an ahuva. It's going to lead to a bensa remara. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara has the upper hand. Even if something is halachically permissible, we have to think to ourselves, is it the right thing to do? As I often quote the famous Rav Chanan Wasserman writes, is it Rotzon HaBorah? Is this the way we should be? Rav Margulis ends and says that a lot of times people have criticism about Orthodox Judaism, that it's so antiquated, so old. What do you need it for? If the Torah would just be a little bit more makil, like, I was just actually walking on the road yesterday, and two people were discussing how he said he's talking about his Yetzer Hara that he has, and he likes to read, if you will, Sheilos Hatshuvos of conservative or reform rabbis, and see how they come to some of their conclusions. Interesting. I don't know who he's referring to, if they're even called Sheilos Hatshuvos. So comes along Rav Margolis, and he says, so why can't we be Mako then? People come and say, no, can you be Mako? So he says, no, we're not Mako. Why are we not Mako, he says? Because we can't be Mako. That's not the way of Judaism. That's not the way of Torah life. Claiming that you will only be Mako, that's not going to be right. That's not going to bring people back. Because why? Being flexible is Eish HaShifas Torah. Halachically mutter, because you have the Yetzer Hara. And we make him, what do we make him do? Cut her nails. We do all these different things to make her look ugly. Say, is that the only reason why you're going after her? But the point is that we do not take halacha hostage and say, well, it's going to insult them, and then, so you can't do that. A few weeks ago, I got a very halachically challenging question where a girl said to me, why do we say the bracha of, shalos anisha? And I explained the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's interpretation, and she misunderstood the bracha. Some rabbis, though, wanted to be makel and say, no, you're not allowed to say it in shul anymore. And in fact, in some shul, say it silently. Right now, here, we just start with Rabbi Shmuel, but that used to be. And they would whisper it because it's terrible. It's not appropriate. What are you talking about? No. It means you don't understand it. That is not going to bring people in the long run to Torah. The Rabbeinu Shalom, who authored the Torah, of course, the creator of mankind, knows nature of his creations. The Torah does not and should not be altered. But sometimes we need that wake-up call to remind us of that. Sometimes we have to look at halacha and say, yeah, I know that this is appropriate, that I could do this, but I want to be a little bit better on a very small level. You find yourself, there's two minchuminions right next to each other. One's doing Heich Kedusha, and one's doing the regular. So what are you going to, now be, why compromise? Because I have to go up to, I often don't understand, why are they davening so quickly here for, in the morning? Where is everybody going exactly? They're not going anywhere. What's it? I don't understand that. Rav Chaim Freelander has an awesome sefer called the Sefer. I mean, gorgeous. And here in Chodesh Elul, he asks a question which many people never thought of, but they should, because it doesn't make sense. Why do we blow shofar during Chodesh Elul? I mean, in some shuls they blow shofar. This morning we had a little challenge with that. I found the shofar though. I heard. So, whatever. Yeah. So, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Mem Vav speaks about on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Armah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lemoshe Ela Alai Hahara. We know that Rosh Chodesh is a very special time. It's when Moshe Rabbeinu received the ultimate kapara, because he went to get the Luchos Shnios, which means the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to forgive Bnei Yisrael for Chayz Egel. So what happened? They blew shofar on that day. Moshe's going up. Moshe Allah Lahari went up. And this would be it. Shelo Yita'u Od Acharei Avodat Elilim. He blew with Oysa Shofar and said, of course, from Tehillim. And therefore, Chazal was mistaken, says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, B'chol Chodesh Elul, we blow Shofar. It's a nice idea. All Chodesh Elul, we blow Shofar. V'chein, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, HaChodesh Kedei LaHazahir Yisrael SheYasa Tshuva, so that we should do Tshuva. Shenemar, Imitaka Shofar Ba'ir, Pasuk and Amos, you're going to blow Shofar in town, Ve'aim, Ve'am, Lo Yechardu, they're not going to be scared, they're not going to have Charada, are you crazy? So, then we know there's another reason, the Shla quotes is the Torah actually writes this, LaHalacha, La'orer Tasatan, right, that's why in Erev Rosh Hashanah we don't blow. Very good. Says Rav Chaim Freelander, I don't understand something. He says, Elo Kimbus Shofar, the Machana, he says, let's be honest here. They blew Shofar one day, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Why are we blowing the entire time? And what was this blowing of the Shofar? What was it doing? So he says very, very beautifully. So beautifully. He says that, what was the mistake that Bnei Yisrael made? So we learned as little kids that, we have to stay up all night on on Shavuos because they made a mistake. They didn't calculate and they fell asleep. Good. That's what we believe. So he quotes the Midrash and Bereishis Rabbah, Ches. Chazal tell us, HaRotzeh L'Ta'ot Yita. Somebody who wants to make a mistake will make a mistake. Meaning what? This is actually a pasuk by Rabbeinu Shalom said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu when he says, why does the pasuk say Nase Adam? When he was writing the Torah, Nase Adam. What does it sound like? It sounds like the Rabbeinu Shalom was asking somebody permission. He went to whatever. Do you know that the nations use this as a, see, he was talking to somebody, see? Nase Adam. He says, what's going to happen? Pischon Pel Apikarsa. So he says, yeah, anybody who wants to make a mistake will make a mistake. They don't need me to write a Torah. They're going to find other ways, which of course they have in a ridiculous way. Comes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim Halevi Mimir, Rav Yeruchim Lavavitz, and says beautifully, HaRoitze L'Ta'ot. Why does the Vlashon say HaRoitze? Hainu, Ki HaTos Mitchila Mimasha Adam Rotze L'Ta'ot. No, he wanted to sin. He sinned because he wanted to sin. Rotzenze, Enu Behechrech Madua. He wants to. Adam Shikayim Bohar Rotzen L'Ta'ot, he's going to make a mistake. Back to our story. A person who wants to marry Yifash Toya, he's going to find every way. He says, yeah, I'm going to do all these things, but I still love her because he has this Yetzirah for her. But we're telling him it's not going to end good. You're fighting a milcham of the Yetzirah. Don't you understand? You're not going to win. Look at the image of your father. Look what's right. That's not right. You know that that's not right. If you ask advice from your parents, they would tell you this is not going to end well. V'chein haya b'chein ta'egel. What happened in Chet Eagle, he says. They knew. They could have figured out that it's ad b'chlal. They're off by a day. So they made a mistake. They made a mistake because they wanted to make a mistake. So now he says that could make sense and that why we blow shofar. He says, because shofar, bi'alias Moshe lahar. Why did they blow shofar in Rosh Chodesh Elul? Wasn't just to make a pirsum. To make an advertisement. Hey, everyone, shh, quiet. Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Har Sinai again. Don't screw up this time. Kedei l'orer l'tshuva. Why? Because the shofar tsarech l'hotzi harotzon litos. It reminds us, don't make mistakes. Don't purposely make mistakes. What do you think is going to happen when you go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning? You think you're going to wake up in the morning? That's somebody who's purposely making a mistake, not to get up for minyan. Shahaya chadur bahem. He goes, because inside of them was still a chet ego, in order for not to make that mistake again. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu says that's what the shofar does, it puts us on the right path. It says, don't be like you should be. The shofar is the silent feeler of Soloveitchik says on Rosh Hashanah, it's awesome. We put our hands up to Rabbeinu Shalom, like we say in Tachron, V'nachlon lo neida, I don't know what else to do. So here's my silent feeler. Here's something to bring up to you with the Rabbeinu Shalom because I don't even know what's davening for anymore. And therefore, we could understand that based on that skula, we blow shofar every single day, not just one day. Because for us, we need it to be all 30 days. Because we need to get on that path to remind ourselves what's right and wrong. What's really doing the mitzvahs in the appropriate way or not. What's really not being cold about mitzvahs and really feeling it. And that's the Rambam who says, "Afal pi shetkiya shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gizera hakasuf." The mitzvah says, "Asei midaraisa yesh ba remez." Ooh, yishen emishin aschem. Midu damim ksiu midar duchechem. Get up from your slumber. What's the slumber? The slumber of just blah, of just living a life from mincha to ma'ariv to shacharis to da 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 da, and not doing anything in between, not being spiritually. And that's the shofar. The shofar Moshe Rabbeinu says, and that's why it says, "Im yitaka b'shofar, how can you not have charada of going to the right path?" And now we understand that this time of the year, Slichus Tachanunim, is le'orer, it's to wake us up, to go onto the right path, to remind us what's right, right? And that makes sense if we go back to what we said before. Ki teitze, you see the image of the Father, because that's the right path, that's really who you want to be. And if I could add, you see the image of Avichem Shabashamayim. Because you really want to be a good person. And the Rabbeinu Shalom recognizes that. And that's why we have the greatest religion ever. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us so badly. And he says, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I'm the closest, I'm even closer than an Av. I'm sticking my hand out. So don't do the wrong thing. And even when it appears to be right, even though you found the head turn, you have your way to get around, to go around. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that person. We said this morning, yeah, sometimes you have to say, no, I want to prove that this is the right thing to do. Even though I may not believe in it, I'm going to show, and I'm going to go to that event, I'm going to do that, because I want to show that it's okay. Me personally, if I had a chance, I wouldn't. So. And yes, and sometimes you have to stand up and say, yes, even though, I told the story a few weeks ago about my daughter and an event we went to, and there was kolisha in it. And I got up and left because I did want to make a macha and say, you invited me to this event. You invited from people here. It's not right that the city of Beit Shemesh should allow kolisha when it makes me feel uncomfortable. I would try not to do something to make you feel uncomfortable. So that's the idea. We blow the shofar to remind ourselves that I shouldn't be a person rutzel l'toz. I just fall back and back into this. As you know, the example again, you know, the guy, there's no way it's going to work out well. If, you know, the guy eats a barbecue till 2 o'clock in the morning, and he knows at 7 in the morning he's supposed to go to the gym. You know what's going to happen when he wakes up. He goes, I can't get out of bed. He said to us, I'm sorry, I didn't go to the hob deal, but that's what we're talking about over here. How can you do avoid this as a Hashem when you're half asleep? Right? I'm going to give myself, I have two choices. I can go to the Karbach Minyan, or I can go to the, so you know what the Karbach Minyan is going to do for you. It's going to uplift you. You're going to like it. You're going to be, wow. I went to the other minion, and now what happens? Now you're sitting in the dining room for 15 minutes waiting until they start. So what's the difference? What you do? I don't get it. Give yourself a chance. That's what we're saying here. There's a big milchama against the Yetzara. But you could win it. You can win it. But not getting into that circle of Yifas Toyar, Ben Zara Moira, Achasahua, Achasnua. No, that's not what I want. We should be zeichet to take these times of Elul, and unfortunately, what is my last live shiur. Next week I'll be in Bidud, so I'll really be doing this alone. But Amir Tzashem, we should be zeichet to only hear Besaris Toivus for all of Klal Yisrael. In the coming weeks, Amir Tzashem, we should all be zeichet to Kasiva Chasima Toiva. And those last people left standing should be zeichet to recognize that they really lived it to the fullest. And we should be zeichet to Kasiva Chasima Toiva. And the ultimate bracha of Bias Goyal Tzedek, the Bias Shlishi, we should be zeichet to see the Kohenim Be'avadosim and see Mori Kohen come out with the great simcha of the Kapara of Yom Kippurim. We should be zeichet to only good things. Bias Goyal Tzedek, Amen V'Amen.